the top 1% of podcasters use this secret tactic that makes growing an audience feel completely effortless. Really. And here is how you can do the same.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why most podcasters unknowingly waste time trying to generate attention instead of capturing demand.
The difference between strategies that feel busy versus those that actually grow your audience.
And finally, the simple shifts you can take today to start putting yourself in front of thousands of your ideal listeners without relying on social media. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. As I said just a moment ago, that growing can feel effortless. I heard people hear that through the mic, not to get too kind of metaphysical, and think, what? Like, what do you mean effortless? Nothing good comes easy, you know? Look, I'm not saying it's easy. There's a difference between easy and effortless, but it can really make growth feel effortless. The type of growth that you set up and just suddenly just things take off and you're just growing month after month. And suddenly you go from feeling like every hour you pour into the podcast is a bit of a slog because you're not really sure what you're getting back. And you're not sure if you're getting in any engagement. You don't see any leads come through and you're just second guessing every minute you spend, to suddenly feeling like growth is predictable. Like every hour you spend, you're actually making money. You're actually getting paid to make podcast episodes. Really, this shift can be much quicker than most think because of this tactic we're about to share. And we're also going to share why it's so secret. You know, if it was all this cracked up to be, why aren't more people doing it? Well, the answer is because most people, most podcasters, are stuck following the old way of doing things.
Well, the old way, I think we kind of discovered the old way by chance and luck back in 2022. So what, that's like 4+ years ago. I think at this point, me and Tyke had a business mentor who challenged us to do a lot more digging and to do a lot more market research. You hear market research, we had the exact same reaction, which is market research. Oh, do I really need to do market research? Can it get more boring? However, we found a way to make it fun. And what we did was we interviewed 100 podcasters to gain a much deeper insight in terms of, hey, what are our clients' problems? Like, what are they struggling with? Why is it that so many podcasters podcast for years but still struggle to grow, still struggle to make money? Like, what's really going on? So it took us 30 brutal days of back-to-back interviews. I was going to say early mornings. It wasn't early mornings. It was more like late nights because we were catering to those of you who were in the US, but it was totally worth it. And what we discovered was something fascinating, right? We discovered that the top two strategies podcasters were using to try and grow were, number one, posting on social media, likely no surprise to you. And then number two, inviting big guests onto their show in hopes that their guests will share their podcast to their audience, which honestly probably isn't a surprise to you either. But what was the thing that we found, Tyg, that was surprising?
Well, what was surprising was that neither of these strategies, basically no one that we spoke to, was able to trace and verify that they were regularly growing because of either of these strategies.
Which meant that the majority of people we spoke to were spending their time engaging in marketing that wasn't leading to growth.
Now, you think, okay, this is back in 2022. Things have changed now, right? Obviously, things would be different now, right? People would have come around to this, right? This sounds like I'm attacking people as podcasters. I'm not at all. It's actually just in terms of what knowledge is out there around podcast growth and what the general sentiment in the industry is. Nothing specific to individual podcasters. But sadly, the sentiment hasn't really changed. And you ask a podcaster, you know, find 100 podcasters on the street and ask this, and it will still be the same result. And I say that because me and Anthony did workshops last year. And the most recent one we did, we were speaking to over 100 podcasters of all different types, all different niches, parts of the world, etc. And it was the same old story. The main thing people were doing, trying to land guests in social media and more social media. which is fascinating in a sense, given what we just said about in 2022, everyone was doing it. No one was profiting from it. In 2026, it's still the same.
Which raises two specific questions. Why on earth were these business owners and experts choosing to engage in marketing strategies that never worked for them, that isn't driving growth? And how come people are still doing the exact same thing today, where they're engaging in marketing activities that literally don't drive the growth that they want, but they still carry on doing it? And then the second question that begs is, why weren't these strategies actually working? So question number one, Tyke, why is it that we have so many business owners and experts who are busy, meaning that if they're going to engage in marketing activities, it should get them better results because they haven't got the time to waste? How come they stay stuck continuing engaging in these activities, posting on social media, inviting guests onto their show, trying to grow, even though they're aware it's not been leading to growth?
Well, like I alluded to a moment ago, no one really knows any better. Most people believe that this is the only option for growth. Why that is? I mean, you know, I can tell you why it was back a few years ago, because that was what used to work. Why it's still the case and the industry is not more aware and more honest about what's not working and kind of where the new way of podcast growth is going, I don't know. But the fact is, most podcasters believe that if they stay consistent with these strategies, something will magically change and growth will just suddenly start to happen. Which, of course, if you've been listening to this and you've been podcasting for a while, you know it doesn't really happen. You know that isn't the case. It just has you wasting more time and investing more time, which in a weird way makes you want to keep investing more time to kind of, you know, it's the sunken cost thing, on a strategy that doesn't work, because you just end up just hoping, begging that one day it's going to turn around.
And then I guess that makes sense. It's kind of like people just don't know what they don't know and they just rather hope that if they stay consistent, then something will change, right?
Yeah.
But then the next question, I guess, where it's like, well, why weren't these strategies working? If everyone's doing it and everyone thinks they should be doing it, if they wouldn't be doing it, why weren't these strategies actually working?
Well, again, like we alluded to, they once worked like 10 years ago, but they only really worked because it was a blue ocean at the time and there weren't that many podcasts that these things
and
could work.
And all oceans blue, Tyke?
Technicalities. But at principle, these strategies are based on trying to generate attention online, meaning trying to create attention from scratch that wasn't already there. Trying to get people to care about something when they don't currently care about it or they're not looking to be interested in it.
Whereas what the top 1% of podcasters are doing is focusing their attention somewhere else. They're thinking, hey, how the hell do I capture the attention that's already there? I'm not going to try to compete for attention. No, no, no. My audience already exists. Where are they going to find shows? So again, to explain things simply, the core idea here is very simple. People were trying to generate attention, which means trying to create attention from scratch. Whereas trying to capture demand that's already there means showing up where demand already exists. Now, for most podcasters, they're exhausted because they're constantly trying to generate attention, posting on social media, relying on a guest to promote their show, generate, trying to generate attention, which doesn't work. The ones who do grow are focusing again on capturing. Generating attention is essentially the equivalent of shouting into an empty void, into an empty crowd, hoping someone walks by. Versus capturing attention is like setting up a booth at a busy train station where there are thousands of people already there. That's the difference. Wildly different results. You're fighting for attention when you're trying to generate attention online of people who aren't looking for your show.
That's why it feels draining, inconsistent, and can get emotionally exhausting if you've been doing podcasting for months or years.
Whereas capturing demand flips the script. So this is a big difference, right? Because you go from a place of, how do I make people care? To then asking the question of, well, how are people looking for podcasts? Like how do podcast listeners find new shows? That's such a fundamental question that almost every single podcaster hasn't asked themselves. And when you're stuck in the nuts and bolts of running a show, inviting guests on, interviewing guests, posting on social media, you're essentially on autopilot. You're just hoping that you do this enough times, the show will grow, but it doesn't. And people then feel confused and concerned and frustrated and eventually quit and give up, but they never stopped, paused, and asked themselves the simple question of, hang on a second, like, the listeners I'm trying to reach, where do they go to find new shows? So, Tyke, where do people go to find new shows?
Well, the majority of listeners don't actually find new shows on social media. They see them and don't even take them in, scroll past them without thinking twice, because that's not what they're on social media to do. When they are looking to listen to a new podcast, they are looking on Apple and Spotify or wherever they listen to podcasts, and they're typing in and actively searching for what they're looking for, which is where strategies like podcast SEO come into play. A podcast SEO strategy allows you to rank on page one of Apple Podcasts or Spotify so that you actually show up when someone is looking, not when you're trying to get someone to care, but when they already care, when they're actively trying to seek you out. When someone searches how to grow a podcast, IBS recovery, career transition for over 40. And by the way, these are all real niches, real podcasts that we have helped grow from doing this process. The first one, of course, would be us. So if you actually typed in how to grow a podcast and you found us, then there you go. A strategy like this means that you're visible to thousands of new listeners every month, sometimes even every week, who are looking for a show like yours.
And this is exactly how one of our clients, Todd, went from 500 monthly downloads, stuck for over a year, couldn't break past this number, and was feeling frustrated, annoyed, and his business wasn't growing because of that, because he didn't have enough awareness around what he was doing. To then us implementing the podcast SEO strategy with him, allowing him to capture way more of a demand in a popular niche, and he grew his podcast to over 12,000 monthly downloads and counting. And now he's monetizing, you know, making tens of thousands from a show because he put these systems in place. When you finally switch from trying to generate attention to capturing attention that's already there, growing your podcast does become simple, fun, predictable, and profitable.
So Anthony, for listeners right now, we've hopefully talked up podcast SEO enough to the point where you're thinking, wow, there really is an easier way. And the truth is there really is. We've helped so many people do it, seen it happen so many times. And we really want this for you. It's strange that the podcasting space, it's just normal to do things that don't work for years and just hope that one day it does. We don't want that for you. So Anthony, how can people listening right now get started and start climbing the ranks and becoming more visible to potential listeners using podcast SEO?
I don't know, Tyke, how do you? I always seem to end these episodes, so how about I throw the baton back at you, mate? How do you?
Oh, well, the old switcheroo. You know, I asked you before you threw it back on me, what can people do to start podcast SEO? But the truth is, everyone has some kind of podcast SEO, because if you're on Apple and Spotify, then that is SEO. But improving your podcast SEO or podcast SEO strategy is the act of intentionally doing things that will move you up the ranks and make you more visible. Whereas most people, without this in place, it's the opposite. You don't know anything about it, and you've not actively tried to do anything with podcast SEO. So there are probably many things blocking you right now that are pushing you down the ranks, or that are signaling to Apple and Spotify that your show shouldn't be shown on page one. And I don't say that harshly. If you're listening to this podcast enough to really care about the growth of your show, your content is probably great. And it likely just comes down to a few simple fixes that we see time and time again that, once switched, can really see you start to move up the ranks and become more visible to potential listeners. Because without changing your content, but just how you position it with these tweaks, you can get on Apple and Spotify's good side and tell them, hey, show my show to this type of audience. When someone searches, I'm the podcast that they should see.
And that is why we created a cheat sheet that highlights the 7 deadly podcast SEO sins that's currently keeping you invisible on Apple and Spotify. Now, if you want that, it's for free. Go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/SEO sins. And there you'll grab the cheat sheet that highlights exactly where you're screwing up and what changes to make in order to become more visible and capture more of the attention on Apple and Spotify. With that being said, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening.